Blog Talk Radio.
Ready? Wow, major late. Good morning, community of faith. Welcome to all of you.
Good morning, community.
Our family and friends.
Good morning, good morning. And happy day after Christmas.
Happy Christmas post. Post Christmas Day Eve. Eve posting day Christmas. I think that our dear friends in Malaysia call it Boxing Day.
What is the meaning behind that? I was wondering about that.
It's where they all go down to the gym and they box for a while.
Seriously?
Ha, 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 ha.
I was going to say that just doesn't even sound right, but oh my goodness.
I think what it is, it's the day they box up all their decorations and put them away. Now, I don't know why you'd want to do such a thing so early in the season of putting your decorations away. But hey, not everybody gets it quite like we do.
Yeah, you know, I was thinking about that the other day. We were talking about how, I think it was Phyllis that said that she likes to leave her Christmas decorations up. And I would love to, too, except they get dusty and it's a pain to clean them. But, you know, there's also something about that keeping those things sacred for that time of year, for that purpose, and not letting them become common. So we just have to get...
Wait, you think this is an important deal, keeping it sacred?
I think anything dedicated to the Lord should be kept sacred and set apart for that. And so there's that to consider, too.
Yeah, but why can't you have sacred Christmas every day?
Amen.
That's a hard...
And that's like, and that is, like you say with communion, too, doing communion every day. It's your point to keep it sacred and holy. So there's that.
It is like I say it, and I'm right, and you know it. Welcome, Blog Talk Radio. We're glad to have you with us today. Even though we may sound like we're, you know, in the middle of a deal, we're not in the middle of any deal. It's just a beautiful day in the neighborhood here. We're getting everything tuned up. Now, Blog Talk Radio, we've not usually been on Sundays, and for whatever reason today, I thought, you know, we might ought to just turn Blog Talk Radio on for somebody around the world that might be looking for a little bit of God or
Amen. Maybe
a whole bunch of God.
You can never have too much God.
You can never have too much of God. You could never give yourself too much to God. Now there'll be some people that'll say, Pastor, you know, but we know. That's why we said it. So welcome.
If you're
wondering about what's going on in North Dakota, it's a beautiful day here in North Dakota. And it's going to reach all the way up to a whopping, I don't know, 8, 9, maybe 10 degrees today. And then...
It is supposed to get up to 10 today?
Well, I think it's supposed to get up there somewhere.
Wow.
And then it is literally going to head for the basement. And by Tuesday night, we're supposed to be like 30 below zero. And for those of you who've never experienced the joys of beautiful North Dakota. All right, Mouse, where'd you go? You know, 30 below, that's no big deal, really.
Until the wind is 60. It's not worth it. Then it becomes a little bit of an issue, but it's all right. We deal with it and keep moving.
We deal with it and keep moving.
Because we do love it here.
We deal with it and keep moving. Almost got everybody in the right position.
Okay, I'm all set up.
That's all going good. This is going good.
Hello, Al Barton.
Brother Al Barton.
It's good to see you this morning.
Welcome, sir. Good to have you with us for an hour of faith.
An hour of faith. Hope you had a wonderful Christmas, Al.
Wonderful, marvelous, amazing Christmas.
The pictures you posted looked like you were having a wonderful Christmas.
Oh, yeah?
We love that.
I did get to see the pictures. I don't know how you got to see the pictures, and I didn't.
Christmas tree with all of the presents.
Oh, all right,
yeah. You almost missed it? Why? You slept in? We could have called you. I'm not sure that we ever really went to bed that night.
We were up forever.
Yeah.
But we're excited about Christmas.
Yeah.
We're excited about Jesus being alive. We're excited about all of you. And excited about our friends. And you know, maybe excited isn't the right word. Honestly.
Joyful.
And I think the joyful is a good word. But I think the word I really want to use is inspired.
There you go.
That's a better word than, because excitement, that's just about excitement.
Yeah.
But the joy and the beauty of Christmas is actually an inspiration. And it inspires you to become greater and learn how to do things that are very endearing and close and happy and joyful. And, you know, so I'm learning to use better words. And, there, you know, some people will say, well, Pastor, all that word stuff, that's not important. No, it's very important. And the more I study it, the more I'm like, man, why did somebody let me make so many dumb statements all my life? What was that one? I almost missed today.
Oh, okay.
Well, so Brother Al, what's it like in beautiful Texas?
That's not 30 below.
Oh, we're like, we are at 6 degrees. I mean, we got a heat wave happening. We got a heat wave happening. And here's the cool thing. For all of you that's been praying with us for moisture to come to North Dakota, 6 to 12 inches of snow today across North Dakota.
Hallelujah.
6 to 12 Hallelujah. Inches of snow across North Dakota. And North Dakotans, even though they don't like to dig out from under it, they're all saying, thank you, Jesus, the drought is over.
Amen.
Because at
Amen.
Least in the spring now, now in the spring, not at least. Now in the spring, the reservoir is going to be filled back up with water, and we'll be blessed. Brother Dan Cottle, welcome, man.
Hi, Dan.
Good to have you this
and
morning.
Gwen, too,
Sister
maybe?
Gwen, you out hammering down the road, or you got one more day before you head back out? We call you blessed wherever you are.
Al says, Robert tried to show me how to use Zoom last night. Well, you should have messaged us so he could show us, too. Wow, that was, it turned out very nice. It was very fun after we got it together, but I think we lost a lot of people trying to get connected. Oh, we never did get on Zoom, though. It was all through Messenger.
It was all through Messenger.
Yeah.
And Facebook was just messed up, and
That's all right. We learned a lot.
Seated here and sweating at 77 degrees.
Wow.
If you think about it, between Al and us, it's 1,500 miles,
yeah.
1,000 miles, whatever it is, straight north. And a difference of 71 degrees. And in that difference of 71 degrees, no tornadoes.
No tornadoes.
No tornadoes.
Amen.
Everybody say it. Just the glory of America.
Amen. That's the glory of America.
Amen. I know that I said that moisture could move from the southeast and come up to us. That's what this storm is doing. If you go outside right now, the wind is blowing out of the southeast coming at us. That is so highly unusual.
Yeah. Home doing Christmas with family today. Oh, that's fun.
Oh, that's awesome.
About one. Probably hold the wheel later in the week. There you go.
Well, brother, you don't have to hold the wheel for us. If it's time to retire and sit on the front porch and drink coffee and tell stories and spit and whittle, then that's good. We're with you.
Yeah. So this is it. He was showing me that I open up Zoom and then go to your page and paste your information in my Zoom to my Zoom page. Oh yeah, that's the link.
It just seems like so much work.
It does. It does. When you should just be able to click on the link and it should take you there, but
no, I'm not the internet and the streaming techno, but I mean, come on, you guys are Zoom. You got a lot of money. Figure out how to do it.
Yeah. Make it more simple than that if you want people to use it is what it comes down to.
Why aren't you as easy to use as Facebook? Oh, you got a few more securities in there. Well, thank you for the security. Anyways, welcome, welcome, welcome. You know what? We've done it, guys. Last Sunday of the year, right here.
Oh, it is.
This is the last Sunday of the year. So, what we started with, we're going to end with. And I'm going to do my best to get it all done in 1 hour of faith.
All right.
What do you think? Is there anybody out there that's got faith with me that I can make this happen?
Robert just sent me a message. I'll be back in a minute. All right. We'll be here.
Bless you, Al. Love you, man. So I know I can do it. I was hoping one of you would say, oh, we know you can do it too.
Well...
Isn't that something?
I don't know.
It is.
What?
It really is something. There we go. There we go. I'm almost ready to, there we go. Are you ready? There we go. Are we ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, choir, start singing. Brother Dan, Sister Gwen, it's your turn. Start singing. So, Dan, are they all coming over to your house this morning, today, at 1? That means we got to get kicking it.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Father, in the name of Jesus. Here we are again today. 52 weeks later. Wow. Wow. This is our 52nd week of standing in faith, boldly declaring, thy will be done, thy kingdom come on earth in my life as it is in heaven. And we give you glory and honor and praise, Lord, that on this day, like every day. On this day, like every day, you are filling us with life. You are filling us with hope.
Yes.
I thank you, Father, that in 2021, the year of faith, finances, fun, and Father's fathomless love, every single one of us have grown and developed and been established in you. And I thank you for it. Thank you. Bless each of these who will be with us. Bless those who will be with us later on. Bless every one of our viewers that's around the world. Those that we never meet, but they're with us on a continual, regular basis. Bless their lives with hope and peace and great faith in knowing that we can say, we can speak to the mountain to be removed, and it'll be removed and cast into the sea if we do not doubt. We give you glory and honor and praise in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name, I would like to have you turn with me, and let's go to Luke chapter 2. We've been in the Christmas story, and we're going to be in the Christmas story again today. Welcome those of you on YouTube, Facebook Live, Blog Talk Radio. We're glad to have every one of you with us in whatever platform you can connect with us. And share it with your family. Share it with your friends. As I started saying this last week, hey, share it with your enemies. That'll be all right. It'll be okay if your enemies get some good word in them. Maybe they wouldn't be your enemy anymore.
Yeah. And you're blessed.
Rudy, can you send one to Rudy?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that just interesting? All right. So, welcome, welcome. Now, here we go, Luke chapter 2. And I'm going to read Luke 21 through 24. Luke chapter 1, 21 through 24. No, Luke, yes, 2. All right, you ready? I'm going to slow down. I'm going to slow down. All y'all know what you're doing. Luke 2, 21 through 24 and verses 39 and 40. 21 through 24 and 39 and 40. When 8 days were completed for the circumcision of the child, his name was called Jesus, the name given by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. What an amazing experience that was for Mary. And to think that all she had to do is say, be it done unto me according to your holy word. Got it? 22. When the days of her purification, I'm going to get that word right there.
Purification,
according to the law of Moses, was completed, they brought him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every male who opens a womb shall be called holy to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice according to what is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. Well, then, we know the story, and for time's sake, I can't read the next 15 verses. They went into the temple. Simeon was there. He prophesied. Anna was there. She prophesied. All right? Now, verse 39. So when they had performed all these things according to the law of the Lord, who gave the law? The Lord, who is laying in Mary's arms.
Mm-hmm. An amazing difference.
the law of the Lord given by Jesus was a pair of turtle doves. You know, this he gave it, and now they're standing there doing it with Jesus in their arms. So when they had performed all these things according to the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee to their own city named Nazareth. Verse 40, and the child grew and became strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. I'm getting an echo of me somewhere. You got a volume up. Thank you. And the child grew and became strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. Think about this thought. Even Jesus had to grow and become strong in spirit. Now, many people would think that Jesus just had, what do they call that when you have an epiphany? Jesus' whole life was just an epiphany. He stood around from the time he was born as a little baby with his hands in his air. And he was just holy. No, look at what the Bible says. Thank God for the traditions of what people believe, but how about we read what the Bible actually says and believe this Bible?
Amen.
Look at what it says. And the child grew. Say it with me. I'm going
to have to grow.
And the child became strong in spirit. Say it with me. I have to become strong in spirit.
I have to become strong in spirit.
Well, now he gives us the definition of what grow and strong in spirit means. Filled with wisdom and filled with the grace of God. Because God was on him, but he still had to grow and develop in God. Every single one of us are going to have to live in the example of Jesus every day. And what is that? Grow and become strong in spirit. If you look back at your life, and I encourage you to do so this week, look back at your life this year and see exactly how you have grown and developed and become strong in spirit and wisdom. Welcome, Francetta. It's good to have you with us today, ma'am. Always good to have you with us, whatever's going on. Watch this. So let's talk about this year and where God started us and where he's taken us to this year. Here we go. Go with me to Hebrews chapter 11. Verse number 6 and 7. All right. Let's gather a couple more prayer requests as people come in. We'll pray for them together. All right. Yeah. Hebrews 11, verse 6 and 7. Somebody shout it. I love the word of God. I love the word of God. Now, verse 6 says, without faith, I'm reading out of the New King James Version, without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he, God, is, and that he, God, is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Now, those of you who are part of our ministry here and the voice of faith that this ministry is, you understand, I say this all the time, take the negatives out of the verse and make it a positive. But with faith, it is possible. Let's ask a question real quick. Did God the Father want Jesus to grow and be strong in spirit and in word? Yes, he did. Well, why would you say that, Pastor? Because there's a lot of people that would tell you and me, don't change that word and take that negative out of there. But if all your days you walk around saying, well, without faith, you can't please him, and I don't have any faith, you'll never realize that what God is saying is, with faith, it is possible to please him. If you'll remember, Hebrews chapter 11 is the faith chapter of the whole Bible. From the beginning until the time of the Apostle Paul and Luke, or Apostle Paul wrote the book of Hebrews, this is a hall of faith of everyone, of many of those in the kingdom. So you didn't even get in this chapter unless you used faith. So God wasn't talking about not having faith. The Holy Spirit of God in Hebrews chapter 11 is saying, it is important to you to have faith. With faith, it is possible to please him. You know, when we preach it this way, it gives you courage to say, well, I can get faith. Look at, we're going to mix Hebrews 11:6 with Luke 2:40. We're going to put them side by side. Luke 2:40 says, and the child Jesus grew and became strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. It didn't say God just hovered over him with cherubim, a seraphim, and Gabriel all the time, and just by intravenous force, he was filled with wisdom. It literally says that he grew. He grew. Jesus had to grow just like you and I have to grow on a regular daily basis. So I encourage you, be encouraged. I sound like the guys in the Old Testament. And therefore he said to himself, and I said to myself. Did you know I said to myself?
Be encouraged,
so. I just love this verse in Luke chapter 2, verse 40, because it gives us confidence that not only did Jesus have great faith, and he was filled with the boldness of faith and the courage of faith, and he was filled with faith, but Jesus himself on this earth, our example, had to grow and develop and become strong in spirit. That means he wasn't strong in spirit, and he became strong in spirit because he was filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him, and he was growing in it. It ought to fire you right up to say, I'm going to do more than I've ever done before. Now, I'm going to give you a couple of quick verses. Don't turn there. I just want you to have the references for it. The first one is Philippians chapter 2, verse number 5. Philippians chapter 2, verse 5. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 2, verse 5. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Now watch. God wants you to have the mind of Christ. Wait, he didn't just say, I want you to have a Bible. He said, I want you to have the mind of Christ. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Here's my second reference. 1 Corinthians 2:16 says, and we have the mind of Christ. Well, you might say, yeah, but Pastor, you guys won't because you've been around me long enough. But there'll be other people that'll be here today saying, hold it. Who do you think you are saying that you can have the same mind that Jesus has? You think you're something special? Yes. Yes. I not only think I'm something special, I know I'm something special. Romans chapter 8, verses 14 through 17. Write it down. I'm not turning there, just referring to it. If you are led by the Spirit of God, you are the sons of God. If you think Jesus was special to the Father, you are exactly right. But when we become born again and a believer, not just a Christianese Christian who goes to church and acts religious, when you actually become born again and be a believer, you literally become an heir of God and a joint heir with Jesus. You and Jesus, us and Jesus, all y'all and Jesus, you-ins and Jesus, trying to get every corner of the nation. Right? You literally become, I forgot one, use guys.
Use guys, yeah.
You become one with Jesus and the Father and the Holy Spirit. I'm not turning there, another reference, 2 Corinthians 5:17. Any man who becomes in Christ is a new creation. I know there's a bunch of people in church that don't understand this. That's because they're churchyites. Don't be a churchyite. Be a believer. Walk with God. Live in the book. And all of a sudden you realize, hold it, there's a whole lot more to this Christian life than anything I ever know. Woo! I've still got to echo. Do we have any idea where it's at? I don't seem to be hearing backfeed. You're not getting anywhere. Are you?
Uh-uh.
All right. Now, here we go. Let's go to our next verse. You and I, throughout 2021, have been living in this statement. 2021. The year of faith, finances, and fun. That's been our motto, our theme, whatever the word is you like to use. That has been our theme for this year. God gave it to us last year, and we've been living in it all year long. 2021, the year of faith, finances, and fun. And Father's fathomless love.
There you go.
Then he said, a couple days later, a tsunami of my blessing. When he said that, that's like, whoa, wait a minute now. A tsunami of my blessing? Now, that's pretty serious because tsunami is a very, very, very mm-hmm. serious thing.
Yeah, it is.
Now, here's the cool part about this. As we've gone through this year, every time that you and I have begun to look at this year and see what God told us to do at the beginning and see what we're doing right now and carry it out to the end, all of a sudden we realize, thank you, Jesus, that you have been the same yesterday, today, and forever,
amen,
like you said you were going to be at the beginning. And now here we are at the end, and he is being that to us,
yes,
right now.
Amen.
Can I get an amen for anybody? I know I did get an amen from a couple of you, and I really do appreciate it that you gave me an amen right here at the end of the year. Now, Let's tear that apart a little bit and see what it is that God is saying to us for today. With faith, it's possible to please him. Hallelujah. Now, with faith, it's possible to please him. Ready? With faith, it's possible to be healthy.
Amen.
With faith, it's possible to be wealthy.
Amen.
And support the kingdom. With faith, it is possible to win the world. with faith, it's possible for your whole family to serve God with you. Ready for this one? With faith, it is possible for your years to be restored to you beyond anything that anybody would ever say. You know, I thank God for doctors and the medical profession and all that, but I want to say something about them. Our duty as children of God is to put them out of a job.
Amen.
All right. Now, I don't have nothing against doctors. Thank God they know what they know, but our duty is to turn our community that we live into the healthiest place on the planet. Why? Because we have the living Christ on the inside of us. We have the Holy Spirit of God on the inside of us. We have God Almighty living on the inside of us. Which of those three were ever sick one day in their life? No. Which of them gave you sickness or disease? Zero. Which of them bring weakness to us? Zero. Can you see cancer trying to jump on Holy Spirit?
I was going to say you try.
You know, it's like what happens when they ground a wire to a tree. You know, fire, flames, and the branch falls off. I used to work on line clearance in Saginaw, Michigan. And I'm telling you, I saw some stuff happening.
Oh, I bet.
And, you know, you get a windstorm come in, trees fall on lines, they'd send us out there, and you just stand there in amazement because you got 14,000 volts going down those lines and a branch laying across it just frying. You know, your first thought is, oh, my God, somebody to do something. But the most important thing is don't touch any trees or get close to it.
Oh, yeah,
back away, you know. Because it'll burn, and that log will fall into the ground because it'll burn a hole right through it, you know. Anyways.
Well, you can get zapped too, can't you, if you touch it?
But yeah, don't touch it. If you get more than zapped, they'll blow you out of your shoes.
Yeah.
The whole point of what I'm saying is this. This amazing, awesome, wonderful power of God is on the inside of us.
Amen.
Wait, you may not have got everything accomplished in 2021 that you wanted to get done.
There's still six days
to get it done. Can I get an amen out of anybody
amen,
in this
amen,
ecclesiastical amen. Gathering of philosophical? 2021, the year of faith, finances, and fun. Father's infallible love. That's the whole theme he gave us for this whole year. Now, let's go to 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verses 9 through 12. 2 Corinthians 8, 9 through 12. Now, this is what I want to say. We've been watching the power of God in Sister Francetta's life last 2 months that she's been with us, however long it's been. And what's awesome about it is we're not glorifying Francetta. She's a nice lady. She's a wonderful lady. But it's beautiful to see somebody that comes and says, oh, this is what faith is?
Yeah.
Matter of fact, I'll just have all of it that's available for me to have and watch my life transform, watch my kids' lives transform, watch everything around me transform. Why? Because life and life more abundantly came to live within her.
Yeah.
Now, you might say, yeah, but Pastor, in 2021, I had some things happen that wasn't good. I'd say we all did. Wouldn't you think?
Yep.
If you lived in the United States of America, COVID's everywhere. And that happened to a bunch of us. I mean, in 2021, three of our great leaders in this nation, spiritually, then, I mean, I can name those three. Who knows how many more? Went to heaven because of COVID. Mary Pastorick's church had two of their pastors that died from COVID and are now on the other side. So there's some bad stuff that happened in 2021. The important thing for you and I to remember right now on 26 December 2021 is This year is not done. Spend the next 5 days in absolute faith, speaking to every mountain that seems to be in your way, commanding those mountains to be moved and cast into the sea. Get out of my face. I will not submit to you ever again another day. You are a mountain, and your root is not in the love of God. So get out of my sight, because the love of God is on the inside
Amen.
Of me.
Woo.
Now, let's read these verses, 2 Corinthians 8, 9 through 12. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. So guess what Paul's saying? You better figure out what the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ is all about, because it's huge. This verse he's talking about, though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that you, through his poverty, might become rich. Now wait. Remember this when you're studying the Word of God. Don't take it out of context. There's a whole bunch of people that will say, isn't that wonderful? He's talking about how rich the love of God and his grace to us. No, that's not what this chapter is about. Chapter 8 is about money. Chapter 8 is about giving money to the church. Chapter 8 is about money. Chapter 9 is about money. Chapter 8 and 9 is about the money the people had and how they took their money and blessed another group of people with that money who was in poverty. And because of it, God blessed them abundantly in money. Now, is the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ rich in his love and his blessing to us? Yes. But this set of verses are about money. So don't take it out of that when you read this verse and are you trying to do some kind of interpolation of it. Don't take it out of the chapter that it's in. Now, let's read 10, 11, and 12. This advice I give, it is to your advantage not only to be doing what you began and was desiring to do a year ago, but you must also complete the doing of it. That as there was a readiness to desire it, so there also may be a completion of what you have. For if there is first a willing mind, it is accepted according to what one has and not according to what one does not have. The Apostle Paul was teaching the church of Corinth about sowing a seed into some other places in the kingdom that they were in deep poverty. But I want to show you something about the kingdom of God. The very number one reason these verses were written in 2 Corinthians chapter 8 and 9 was the Apostle Paul teaching us about money in the church. All right? So you can't interpret these two chapters any other way. For the solid number one upfront translation of those two chapters. However, in translating the Bible, there's the law of a double reference. So Paul is teaching us the principle of knowing the grace of God. And then he said, in verse 10, he says, it's to your advantage not only to be doing what you began and was desiring to do, but complete the doing of it. The law of double reference in the Bible is you can use that for your finances and blessing the church and helping those in need. But you can use these verses also about yourself and God transforming you into a completely different person. Let's say this year you wanted to become more healthy. This verse says, for you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich in health, yet for your sakes he became poor. He took all the sickness and disease on his body. Why? So that we, through that poverty, might become rich in our health. That's not an improper interpretation of the verse to use it that way. But when you do that and you use the law of double reference, you got to make it match with the rest of Scripture so that you're not taking a verse of Scripture out of context and making it something. Look what Paul says in verse 11. But now you must complete the doing of it. That as there was a readiness to desire it, have you ever desired to be more healthy? Have you ever desired to have more exercise?
Yes.
Drop some weight?
Yes.
Huh? Tune up the muscles?
Mm-hmm.
Look at what he says. That although there was a desire, you desired it. There has to be a completion of it.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus came to this earth, born of a virgin, to lead us to God. But he also had to grow and become strong in his spirit and be filled with wisdom and be filled with the grace of God. Why? Because he was a baby like you and me. We see him at 12 years old in the temple, teaching, asking questions, stunning. The whole priest crew was marveling at this kid. And his mom showed up and said, did you not realize what you've done to us? Jesus said, did you not know I'd be about my Father's business? And she said, that might be. But right now, you're in my care, and you're coming home with me right now. And what does it say? And Jesus went home and submitted himself to his mom and dad. All right. We have a Missouri person with us today. And they're like, does it really say that? Mm-hmm. Well, yes, it does. So since you got the show me spirit, I will show you. Ready? Go with me to Luke chapter 2. The reference is 41 to 52. Luke chapter 2, 41 to 52. And we're going to just read, we're going to read 48 through 52 is what I'm going to read, actually. So when they saw him, they were amazed. And his mother said to him, son, you can, wait, everybody look. You know how moms are? They put their hands on their hip and they're like, son, why have you done this to us? Look, your father and I have sought you anxiously. And he said to them, why did you seek me? Did you not understand that I must be about my father's business? That's red letters. Those are the words of Jesus. Those are actually the first words recorded in your Bible that Jesus spoke. But he spoke to them. Verse 51. Then he went down with them and came to Nazareth. Don't miss this next phrase. And was subject to them.
He was so grounded.
He was so grounded. He was so grounded in God. He was teaching the priest, but when he got home, he was grounded. No. 52. Look at what it says. And Jesus increased in wisdom. Jesus, now see, those ands are conjunctions. So he increased in wisdom, stature, favor with God, and favor with man. So when you put verse 40 and verse 52 right alongside of each other, and in my Bible, if you have a really good Bible like this one, they're right, these two verses are right beside each other. And the child grew and became strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. And then 52 is right next to it. And Jesus increased in wisdom. How do you increase in wisdom? By living every day and listening to the people that are around you. You got to increase in wisdom. He increased in wisdom. He increased in stature. That means he grew up and built some muscles. And in favor with God and in favor with men. See, when you slow down, when you have the Bible in front of you and you actually slow down and say, hold everything, we're going to see what this actually says. All of a sudden, you get a revelation of what God's doing, and you realize that it's not just a revelation so that we can all stand around and go, ooh, they had a revelation. No, you're getting a revelation because God Almighty is doing a mighty work on the inside of you. And you, what we're learning is that Jesus had to learn. So you may not have feel like yet that you've accomplished everything, but in the next 6 days of your life, the next 5 days of your life, I want you to just get a piece of paper out, get you a pad of paper out, write some notes about everything that you've got accomplished this year in God, and then write all the things that God has brought you to that a year ago you had no idea was even available. I want you to write them down. And we're going to have a service one day this week where we are actually going to pull those things out, and you and I are going to read those things together and say, look how far I have come this year in my understanding. Look how far I've come. Because here's why this notepad is so serious. Because I can go back in this notepad right now, and I can see, let me see, January 21, I see, whoops. I'm all the way back to first page. Oh, my first page is actually Terry Mize, camp meeting, July the 10th of 02.
Wow.
This notebook's been around a while. Then my next one is January 4th, 2021. And if you'll date the paper, you'll date it. Yeah, that says January 4th, 2021. If you date it when you write the note, here's what you come to. Now when you go back, you're like, whoa, yeah, I remember that. Oh, Jesus. Boy, I remember that. Wow, that's, wow, look what God did right there. Some of this, you're going to open up your notebook and go, whoa, look at that revelation, man. You'll throw the thing across the room. Whoa, Jesus, I got it. Why? Because you wrote it down. Because you're recording it. Because you're keeping track of your growth. Gives you the ability to go back and say, look at where I was on that date, and look at where I am today. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. You know, certainly you guys have come to the community of faith. And with what we're teaching, this is a voice of faith. I am a voice of faith to you. My desire and my focus every day is to burn with the presence and the power of God.
Amen.
His word burning on the inside of me. And this is a voice of faith that is going to change your life by faith. Not some weird sit around and go, oh, did it change? Oh. That's not faith. No. Taking this book, putting that word down in our heart, speaking it out of our mouth, pointing to the mountain and saying, mountain, you, but not from your brain, from your spirit, man, that's down inside here. You, the spirit, looking at that mountain saying, I got a word for you, mountain. His name is Jesus. He said, when I believe, you move. Mountain, move. And then that thing begins to crumble and it begins to fall apart. And revelation knowledge comes and understanding comes and power comes and strength comes. Oh, I'm telling you, if you can't tell that faith fires you up, well, go hang out with the doubters for a while.
No, don't.
No, do not do that. Sister Leanne gave me the look like, don't tell people to hang out with doubters. And rightfully so. Now, let's grab another verse here. I'm so fired up. And how much time we got? Where are we at? 12 o'clock. We've been going for, oh, I still got 20 minutes for an hour. Because it's not 20 minutes from when the program starts. It's 1 hour from when I actually start preaching. Because you guys come on and do all that talk at the beginning, and so I can't be charged for that. You're talking. Love you guys. Ready? Let's grab another verse. Look at this one. Let's go. Let's go. Oh, where'd my other verse go here? Not Romans. Oh my Lord Jesus, please help me right now. Isaiah. Okay, just so you know, I'm preaching all afternoon now. I can tell. Oh Jesus, help me.
Wait, what a testimony
that is.
Yes, it
But look at what the testimony is. The testimony is now you're not trying to hand them some form of religiousness. You're handing them a relationship with God.
Amen.
And people will, they're like sign of the cross to you for religionism. But when it comes to a relationship with God and you get to know him, wait, all of a sudden people stop and look at you like, wait, what did you say? You get to know Almighty God. How do you know that? Well, sit down and let me show you. And it doesn't matter where you are in your Christian life. Anybody that's hung out with us for any period of time at all, you've got so much word on the inside of you. If you'll just let the Holy Spirit lead you, you'll show them one step after another. You'll think, oh, my God, I didn't even realize this stuff was even on the inside of me.
Yeah.
And it'll just flow up out of you 90 seconds. What are you talking for?
I was going to say, she's timing you.
That's about enough of you interrupting my programs, okay?
There was the 90-second blog
Somebody
talk
said,
lady.
Who's the British lady? Now, Isaiah 43, 18 and 19. Isaiah 43, 18 and 19. This is so powerful. Listen to what it says. Verse 18. Sam, do not remember the former things.
Amen.
Did you realize it actually had my name in there?
All of our names.
You should put your name right in that verse. Samuel, do not remember the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, God is doing a new thing. Now it will spring forth. When is it springing forth?
Now.
In my notes today, I wrote in there, I will know it. God said, I will even make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Now, when I was in Michigan, we have wilderness, you know, up by Mayo and up in there. That's wilderness, but that's heavily wooded wilderness. And so every time a log company goes in and is thinning out the woods and keeping the wood going strong, you know, and everything, they make a road. So there's a road in the wilderness. You can see it. But you come out here to North Dakota, and you can see a road in a wilderness. Because you'll see the oil companies, they'll send a survey crew out, and there'll be a guy standing up on the top of that butte, and he's surveying. Why? He's putting the oil well in there. And they're going to have to put a pad in there that's about 5 acres, so they can haul all the semis in there, and they can bring the fracking crew in and the drilling rig in. And them boys will put a road right in the middle of the Badlands, and you're like, ain't nothing in the whole world ever even belongs even trying to go down in there, except maybe a scorpion and a snake. Let them have it, because it's beautiful to look at, but how would you ever navigate it? And they'll put a road right down through the middle of it. When I got here in 2018 and I saw what they do out here, I came to this verse immediately and said, that is what God said. In the most difficult place of your life that looks like a wilderness, he's going to put a road in there.
Amen.
I think it's the book of Zechariah that actually says a highway will be there. And it'll be called the highway of holiness, because God's going to make a way where there is no way. And he says right here, if you'll get your mind off of what happened before and you'll get your eyes focused on what's coming in front of you, I will do a new thing. I got a guarantee for you. I don't want no more of the old junk.
Me either.
Dr. Lester Summerall said over and over, every living organism has a movement. Flush and keep moving. That might seem just a little bit crude, but it's not really crude. It's the truth. We're not going to crush people in our past and get rid of them, but you can't get any closer than what people have the maturity level that can handle you.
Amen?
Amen? So do not remember the former things. Do not consider the things of old. Sure, they've taught you well, and things have been changed. And yet, God's taken you to a whole new level of him. Thank God for whoever trained you. You might still even be with them. Thank God for them. But you better find and grow and develop in God every single day. If God has brought you to this group of believers, this community of faith, and you can tell that he's put you here, then don't let anything separate you from us, and grab a hold of every word that we preach and teach and say, yes, it's mine. I'm going to go in and do it. And then in every part of your life, wherever you go, get that stuff established in your life. Because everyone around you needs this word that God gave to me to bring here and to put it into your guys' lives. Let's read that. Would you read it while I take a drink?
Yes, Isaiah 35:8, a highway shall be there and a road, and it shall be called the highway of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be for others. Whoever walks the road, although a fool, shall not go astray.
And how do you get on the road? I receive you, Jesus, into my life. I receive your righteousness. Yeah. Into my life. I receive your Holy Spirit into my life. I receive the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus into my life. And this kingdom is built on you receiving Jesus, you receiving his righteousness, you receiving the blood washing you, making you white as snow. And I'm going to tell you something right now. Next thing you know, when you walk in the room, everybody gets encouraged.
Yeah.
Why? Because you don't have that on your face any longer. Why? Because Jesus came and brought you peace. And even though they may all have that gnarling, you have the joy of the Lord and the peace of God and the glory of God. Now, I'm fast coming up on my 1 hour of faith. So let's watch this. In the next 5 days, I want to give you this assignment. Would you go get my whiteboards for me in there?
Yeah.
My portion boards, please. Please, Leanne, could you get the boards for me?
Yeah.
I want to show you something. Now, you guys see this board on the, you see this on our daily prayer show, because this is the Community of Faith mission statement. And all after we, after God helped us see that we're actually doing this here, then one day Sister Leanne and I bought one of these big sheets, laid it out here on the island and said, well, let's start putting on this piece of paper who it is we are and what it is the Community of Faith is doing. Well, what does that do? That causes us to come to an understanding of who we are so that we can continually look at that and say, how are we doing according to that thing? Now, I'm going to back this up quite a ways. This is Leanne and I's life ourselves. And what I did, you don't have to do this, but I put us in the middle. And then on the outside of it here is all the different parts of our life that God has shown us what we are. Now, on both sides of that, you got two sides of a piece of paper. On the back side of this, I began to write some verses down that are about who we are. Well, what does that mean, Pastor? That means this is what we're going to do with our lives. This is what we're going to do. We're in the middle. You can see up here at the top is COF. And then there's all these different things that God has given us an assignment to go do. Why am I saying this to you? Because if you and I will get a focus, then God can help us get something done. If you don't ever put anything there or write it on a piece of paper, how will you ever know if you're making progress? Well, Pastor, I kind of just live. I just, you know, whatever will be, and I just live. I'm a good person, and I love people. I know that. I'm not questioning that at all. But I'm encouraging you over the next 5 days to get a piece of paper out and start writing some things down. You're not going to get graded on this. I'm not going to give you an A plus, an A minus. If you spell words wrong, nobody's going to get a red marker out. Why am I saying to do this? Because if you will start asking God to help you focus on some areas of your life, He'll crush every enemy in your life immediately, and He will help you grow and develop in a way that you might have never thought was possible for you to grow. Maybe you want to become more healthy in your body this year. Don't try to run a marathon today, but walk your parking lot. We live in an apartment complex. Start at the bottom stairs and go up all three flights and then back down. Begin to do something to move toward it. Because God says when we move, He moves. When we sit, He sits. He can't go another step more than what you're going to go. He's got the whole thing waiting for us if we'll just get up and start moving toward it. And then let none of the opposition of the enemy coming at you stop you. That's why this is so important. Look, I want you to see the date on that. 4 January 2021. You see what the verse is? Malachi 3:16. What's that talking about? On January 4th this year, I was writing out the tithe verse. Oh, wait, that's not the tithe verse. This is what it said. Watch this. Then those who feared the Lord spoke to one another. That's what you and I are doing here every time we come together, speaking to one another. And the Lord listened and heard them talking to one another. He's listening to us right now. Be careful what you say. Watch this. And a book of remembrance is being written of what's coming out of your mouth. Everybody's like, don't be quiet now. The book is written before him for those who fear the Lord and meditate on his ways. That's my first input in this notebook for this year. I was thinking about that on January 4th. But guess what? I'm still thinking about it today. And I want you to think about this. How many people have come to the program throughout 2021 and talked to us about God and what he's doing? Hundreds. I saw a figure on Facebook that in the last month, we've reached over 376 different people. That's just Facebook. No telling about YouTube. I've not found that kind of, graph where I can see that. But that's on Facebook. And now that we found this on YouTube, not YouTube, but a Blog Talk Radio, I don't have any idea how they do it. I just know that what I was able to find on Blog Talk Radio, I can now see who it is that's streaming with us. This is actually since November when we started using Blog Talk Radio again. Watch this. I think this is so absolutely just wonderful. The United States of America is 60% of our listeners. South Korea is 9% of our listeners as of last night. South Korea.
Wow.
Japan is 8% of our listeners. The United Kingdom is 5.5% of our listening audience. Nigeria is 4% of our listening audience. South Africa is 1%. Spain is 1%. France is 2.5%. We don't even know who these... France. We don't even know who these people are. And how in the world can this English-speaking boy talk to somebody in France?
We did have that one French girl that kept joining us for a while. What was her name?
The Netherlands is 1.5% of our listening audience. Germany is 1.6% of our listening audience. Austria is 1%. Hungary is 1.5%. And the one that's really amazed me is Russia is now 1% of our listening audience. Now, you might say, well, Pastor, and Canada is 1.5% of our listening audience. You might say, well, Pastor, what in the world does that mean? That means God is doing something so big, we don't even know who these people are. I don't even know how I'm reaching you on Blog Talk Radio. This is what I know, that people are receiving faith. You, each of you, are receiving faith in your prospective nation. Share this program with everybody that you know how to share it with. Tell them to listen to it. We'll have it on absolutely every time that we can actually make it happen. Why? Because that's our assignment in God, is to be here and be a voice of faith and bring to you the things of God in a way that you can grow and develop in him and be established in the ways of the Lord. You ready? Let's look at our verses again today. Jesus grew and became strong in spirit. You are going to have to grow and become strong in spirit. Jesus was subject to his mom and dad.
Just like any other child.
Just like any other child is going to have to be subject to their mom and dad. And you and I finally have to get it inside of our spirit that it's okay to follow what the Father is saying. You don't have to have a plan of your own. And Jesus increased in wisdom. He increased in stature and in favor with God and in favor with man. And then from 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verses 9 through 12, it is to your advantage not only to be doing what you began and was desiring to do a year ago, but now let's complete the doing of it. Let's complete the doing of it. Even, I love verse 12. Matter of fact, can you put that in there? 2 Corinthians 8, 12. Can you copy and paste it in? For if there is first a willing mind, it is accepted according to what one has and not according to what he does not have. Paul's talking about money. But let's put it into the law of double reference. And let's say this. When you first look at faith, when you first look at a mountain and say, get out of my life, and faith comes in your heart to see that mountain move, you don't have all of the understanding at that point it's going to take to move that specific mountain. But you don't begin your walk of faith by what you do know or don't know. You begin it right where you at with what you do know. And then God adds to that what you need to know. And by the time you get to that mountain, it will be removed. And it'll be cast into the sea. And only thing I got to do is keep speaking to it. I don't know why some are so obstinate and they don't move very easily. Who knows? But this is what I do know. Doesn't matter. Because Jesus said, whatsoever you believe in your heart, and you are willing to speak with your mouth, it is going to happen. And that mountain will be cast into the sea. Thank you, Lord, for that promise in our life. Let's pray. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for every believer who will hear this program. May great courage come to their life that, like you, Jesus, they've got to grow and develop in their body, in their soul, in their spirit. That grace will grow on their lives. You said you give grace to the humble and you resist the proud. May every one of us realize, even though we may not have seen everything on our list happen yet by December 26th, we are not ever going to stop saying mountain move and thy kingdom come, thy will be done on this earth as it is in heaven. Thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in our lives, in this ministry, that we will always be a voice of faith that changes people's lives forever. Bless my brothers and sisters, wherever they may be, with the revelation knowledge of exactly what this word means. We speak it done. We thank you that it is done. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Let's receive the new covenant worship. Some people call it communion. Ever since we've been doing communion, I so like how we do communion that I see other people do it, and I'm like, "What did you think about what you just said, or was it just hush, bless me and amen, the communion's over?" This is beautiful.
It is. Yeah.
This is what Jesus did for us. Thank him for it.
Yeah.
And enjoy this together with us. Here we go. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23. For I received from the Lord. Had the Holy Ghost come all over me when I said that. Don't you love it when that happens?
I love it.
For I received from the Lord that which I also deliver to you. That the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took the bread. And when he broke it, he blessed it, and he said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Verse 25, in the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink this in remembrance of me." 26. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes. 28. Let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. Verse 31. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. 1 John chapter 4, verses 17 and 18. God's perfect love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Well, how's that? Because as he is, so are we in this world. He's the head. We're the body. Inseparable. Inseparable. God and Jesus will let nothing pull us out of the body. You can get up and leave, but no thing can pull you out of that. You're connected. Perfect love casts out fear in the torment that goes with it, because there is no fear in love. Watch this. Thank you, Jesus, for the perfect love that you have given us in our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus. There is no fear in love. And there is no fear in the communion service. If you've sinned, you need communion. Come, examine yourself. Repent of your sin. And then receive the communion elements. If you're weak in your body, you need the communion elements.
Amen.
If you're confused in your understanding, you need the communion elements. Examine yourself. You got to examine yourself. But as soon as you start, you start looking inside yourself and like, "No, I need you, God. I received the blood of Jesus and your broken body." Right with him. Let's pray this prayer together. Prayer of salvation. prayer of rededication. And for those of you that are believers, this is just faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Everybody who hears this video, pray this prayer with me. Father, in Jesus' name.
Father, in Jesus' name.
I know I need you in every part of my life.
I know I need you in every part
According to John 3:16.
According to John 3:16.
When I believe in you.
When I believe in you.
You give me everlasting life.
You give me everlasting life.
And I will not perish.
And I will not
Jesus, I believe in you.
Jesus, I believe in you.
Put your hands out and say, and I receive you into my life.
And I receive you into my life.
Filling every part of it.
Filling every part
Thank you. Forgive me of my sin.
Forgive me of my sin.
Wash me with your blood.
Wash me with your
I receive your righteousness into my life.
I receive your righteousness into my life.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
So I live in power.
So I live in power.
Understand the word of God.
Understand the word of God.
Pray in my heavenly language.
Pray in my heavenly language.
And live a successful life.
And live a successful life.
As a believer every day.
As a believer every day.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
Welcome to the kingdom of God. Welcome to the family of God. Welcome to the ways of God. You found us. Here we are. Aren't we a bunch of handsome critters?
Mm-hmm.
Look at everybody's little, you know, what do you call it? Round picture there.
Yeah.
You call that thing?
Profile picture.
Profile picture. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now, in that one prayer, you went from darkness into light. Why? Because God never does something to you. He takes you from to. In that one prayer, you went from fear, because sin causes fear, because you're afraid of hell, and he puts you into faith, and now fear is gone. In that one prayer, you went from your sin, which you couldn't beat. Nobody on the face of the earth has been able to beat their own sin. You went into his righteousness. And now that obliterates all your sin, and it fills you with actually the righteousness of God in Christ. In that one prayer, the Father looked over at Jesus and said, adopt that one into the family. You are now an heir of God and a joint heir with Jesus. How awesome is that? Your responsibility from this day forward is every day to say, Jesus, help me walk with you in Jesus' name. Isn't that something? You put my email address and website in there. That way you know how to get in contact with us. Send us an email. Send us a prayer request. Tell us your life story. Ask us a question. We're here to help you walk with God. We've got over 600 teachings throughout this last year and a half that can be a blessing to your life. All you got to say is, Pastor, I got to grow in this area. Bam, we're going to have some videos on it. They're fun videos. They're not sit down in a classroom setting. They're talking and communicating like we do right here, but totally driving the word of God home and giving you. And any way we can, we'll help you. If you send me an email, I'll give you the most basic foundation verses of the New Testament I believe everyone needs to have established in their life. I'll send them to you free of charge. We don't charge for anything that we do here. Everything we have is online. It's available for you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Like Brother Keith says, because if it's free,
no,
there's no excuse for not knowing. Freely we have received, freely we are given to you. What God's looking for is how much you're willing to pay of your own effort to come to know him, because he promises that if you'll seek him, that he will give you more revelation if you're just chasing revelation.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. Let's bless our elements. Wow. Pray this with me. Father, in Jesus' name.
Father, in Jesus' name.
I bless these elements.
I bless these elements.
For this time of communion with you.
For this time of communion with you, Lord.
Jesus, you were wounded.
Jesus, you were wounded.
For my transgression.
For my transgression.
You were bruised.
You were bruised.
For my iniquity.
For my iniquity.
The chastisement for my peace.
The chastisement for my peace.
Is upon you, Lord.
Is upon you,
Lord. And by your stripes.
And by your stripes.
I am healed.
I am healed.
In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In my mind, my will, and my emotions.
In my mind, my will, and my emotions.
Nothing missing, nothing broken.
Nothing missing, nothing broken.
Every joint supplying.
Every joint supplying.
In my body.
In my body.
From your body, Jesus.
From your body.
In the body of Christ in my community.
In the body of Christ in my community.
And right here in this community of faith.
And right here in this community.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Let's receive his broken body together. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you for the life flow that's in the body of Christ. And now we lift up the cup of blessing. Pray this with me. By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I have been redeemed.
I have been redeemed.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I have reconciliation.
I have reconciliation.
With you, my Father.
With you, my Father.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
Every sin.
Every sin.
Has been placed in remission.
Has been placed in remission.
In my life.
In my life.
I am a new creation.
I am a new creation.
Old things have passed away.
Old things have passed away.
And all things have become new.
And all things have become new.
And I thank you for it.
And I thank you for it.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
Every sin.
Every sin.
Has been placed in remission.
Has been placed.
Don't you just love saying it? I like saying it because it just crushes that enemy. By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I come boldly.
I come boldly.
To the throne room of grace.
To the throne room of grace.
Where I find grace, mercy, and help.
Where I find grace, mercy, and help.
For my assignment every day.
For my assignment every day.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
And the word of my testimony.
And the word of my testimony.
I overcome.
I overcome.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
Every plague.
Every plague.
Every virus.
Every virus.
All the yuck.
All the yuck.
Has to pass over my life.
It has to pass over my
and
life.
And cannot be on me or my family.
And cannot be on me or my family.
My conscience is purged.
My conscience is purged.
My robes are made white.
My robes are made white.
And I will always be.
And I will always
the
be.
Glorious church.
The glorious church.
Without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish.
Without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish.
When you come for me.
When you come for me.
And Jesus, mighty
name. And Jesus, mighty name.
Let's receive his bloodshed. You pin that prayer request. Father, in the name of Jesus, we give you glory. You deserve the glory. And honor, Lord, we lift our hands to heaven. We exalt your mighty name. You deserve the glory and honor. Lord, we lift our hands to heaven. We exalt your mighty name. For you are great, you do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. For you are great, you do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one like you. Don't you love it? Somebody say it with me. You are great, Jesus.
You are great, Jesus.
Father, we pray for Gretchen this morning. We pray for life and health and strength in her body. We declare right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, that whatever this battle is physically, we bind it now with the keys of the kingdom. Jesus, you told us, you gave us the keys of the kingdom, that whatever we bound on earth, wrapped it in a chain, put a padlock on it, threw that key away. Whatever we bind is bound. We don't know what it is, but it doesn't matter. We bind that ill effect in her body right now, and we loose now the abundant life of Jesus living inside of her.
Amen.
Gretchen knows you, has met you. Now we declare that that life of God that's on the inside of her come to full light in her life right now. And not only will there be peace in her body, there'll be peace in her soul and peace in her spirit. In the mighty name of Jesus, we speak it, we pray it, we declare it right now in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Lord. Father, over every family we've been praying for. Ben, we say your lungs are completely restored, pink and prosperous,
supple.
Filled with the breath of God.
Amen. Amen. There you go.
Completely restored to perfect health and understanding of who our Father is. We speak it over everyone we know that ever dealt with COVID. In the mighty name of Jesus, you will live and not die. You will breathe and be strong. And your body and all of its organs are returned to great health. In the mighty name of Jesus. We bless every family today with the healing balm of Gilead that has lost someone, that has had someone cross over to the other side this year. May the blessing of the Lord that makes rich and adds no sorrow with it be yours today and every day. In Jesus' mighty name. And Father, I declare that everything we wrote down on January 1st that we were going to get accomplished, that in this next 5 days, that stuff comes to pass marvelously, miraculously, amazingly, because of who you are. In Jesus' name. Makes you want to sing. Doesn't it make you want to sing?
Mm-hmm.
Because of who you are, I give you glory. I'm stopping because all of a sudden I'm thinking, I don't know those words. It's a beautiful song. All right. Well, that's our hour and 20 minutes of faith.
Hour and 40 minutes or so.
No. At first, we're just talking. And you can't charge me for those first minutes. But right now, Jackie, welcome, ma'am. It's good to have you with us today. In the mighty name of Jesus. Chrissy Hogebaum, welcome. Barbara Hagerman, welcome. Got a whole bunch of people signing in.
Welcome.
Tanisha Williams is watching with us. Thank you for being here. Now, for those of you that are new, these are new. I didn't see them till just now. We welcome you. We're glad that you are a part of the program today. And we'll be back tomorrow at 11 p.m. Central, noon Eastern for prayer. And then we'll be here preaching a message of faith again on Monday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 Central, right here on the same channel on Facebook and the same channel on YouTube
and Blog Talk
Radio. And until we see you again, make sure you get all that Christmas food eaten up, because New Year's is coming and we're going to start a fast. Glory be to God. We sure do love you. If there's ever anything we can do to help you and be a blessing to you, let's put my email address in one more time in case the people that just came in didn't get it. If you need prayer, you can always email us. And pretty much within a few minutes of us receiving that, we'll have people praying for you and being a blessing to you in Jesus' name. Thank you. Take a screenshot of that. If you're on your phone, screenshot that. That's our email address and website, and you have the ability to contact us. If we don't answer you right away, make sure you email us again and say, hey, Pastor, did it get through? Because we're going to be a blessing to you one way or another.
Amen. So,
until we see you again, this is what we say every time we get here. We love you. And God loves you. And Jesus is Lord.